You might have heard of Sober October, but a new movement is gaining steam around H-Town, Dry January. So what exactly is it, and where are the best places to keep you dry? Joining me to break it all down are Danny and Helenita Fraunfelkner from Texas's first non-alcoholic bottle shop, Sipple. It's Wednesday, January 10th, 2024. I'm Rahil Ramzanli, and here's what Houston's talking about. Okay, right out the gate, I know I mentioned it in the intro, it's Dry January, but what exactly is it? Explain it to me, please.
All right, so Dry January effectively is kind of like the whole New Year's resolution, new year, new me. We've just gotten off the heels of Thanksgiving and, you know, Halloween and Christmas and New Year's and all the festivities where there's so many parties that typically involve a lot of drinking. So it's kind of an opportunity to reset the body, reset the mind, all the things. And so a lot of people will take January as an opportunity to kind of get on the bandwagon, use all of that post-holiday momentum to kind of start new and quit drinking and kind of just reset the body, right?
Yeah. And it's just a great way for people to also feel empowered. So if you're doing Dry January and you're around a lot of friends, family, or you have a partner that drinks or whatever, you know, work, it's more socially acceptable now. Now, if you take a month off in July or something, people are like, wait, what's going on here? So
yeah. Then you start raising some questions, right? Especially if it's a female, then you're like, ooh, is she?
Yeah.
What's happening here?
Questions not to ask ever.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to ask those questions. So I'm sure business is really busy right now with Dry January for y'all at Sipple, right?
For us, it's really booming in Dry January because that's when everybody wants to come in and taste everything. And so we have tastings every Saturday and Sunday through all of Dry January. So you're welcome to come into the shop and try specific different products. So it's a really great opportunity to kind of get your feet wet and get a lot of information. So it's always packed.
Yeah. From like Sober October to like February, it's just busy. So like October kicks off, starts to build up. Then you got Thanksgiving, then the holidays, and then Dry January. And honestly, February, the last 2 years has been just as busy as January has. Cause I think they call it Dryuary. It's just like people extend because it's like, oh, I'm feeling great. And usually Houston Rodeo kicks off and then you start to see.
Yeah, everybody falls off the wagon when the rodeo hits town.
No pun intended.
Exactly. I didn't plan it.
Yeah, I imagine. There's no amount of puns available in March to get you dry, right? There's no mocktail March or anything. It's rodeo season. That's what it is. So let's jump into mocktails, okay? Because I'm seeing the list everywhere. I'm seeing everyone talk about them. What qualifies as a good mocktail? And I know that's kind of a loaded question because everyone has different flavors and opinions on what is good. But in y'all's opinions, what's a good mocktail?
Yeah.
So mocktail's been around for a long time. There's a lot of people in the space that love the term. There's a lot of people that don't love the term just because it starts with mock and stuff. You know, I worked in restaurants and bars for over 20 years. We used to have mocktails on the list. And a mocktail really comes down to like, obviously non-alcoholic. It's usually maybe like inspired by some classic booze cocktail or something like that. But usually it's made with like fruit juices or syrups or sparkling water. Not any kind of like non-alcoholic spirits or aperitifs or anything like that, because those weren't, years ago, weren't readily accessible. So mocktail prices usually are lower at restaurants and bars. Mm-hmm. And I think mocktails will always have a place in the non-alc space. It's a good kind of gateway. It's a good entry for people. But we've seen it graduated into non-alcoholic cocktails where people are looking for elevated spirits as like something that's closer to a non-alcoholic like Paloma or a margarita that has the viscosity and mouthfeel and flavors and stuff. Or mocktails usually, not always, but tend to be sweeter because of the syrups and juices and stuff. So a lot of people that are doing Dry January are also health conscious. So they're going to go, well, I'm not drinking, but I also don't want a bunch of sugar as well. So that's where it comes in. So I think
there's a difference between a mocktail and a non-alcoholic cocktail.
For sure.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Yeah, what is the difference? Because it sounds like mocktails are just syrupy, sugary drinks, which are good. They're delicious. Then you've got your non-alcoholic beverages, which could they contain like zero-proof alcohol alternatives? Is that correct?
For sure. Like it could be a non-alcoholic spirit or a non-alcoholic beer or wine or aperitif or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like one, they're going to have a different price point. Like they're not going to be your usually mocktails $5 to $8 in a restaurant. Like, you know, like these non-alcoholic cocktails we're seeing in Houston and across the US, they could be like $10 to $15 because they're treating it just like a booze cocktail. So there is a big difference in price point, but also really because, you know, rightfully so, it's because of when you have alcohol, it has great viscosity. It has that ethanol creates that oily, weighty mouthfeel. Non-alcoholic spirits and stuff don't have that. So people are using different things in their drinks to elevate it up and give you something that you're like, this just tastes like the real thing. Or this just tastes like, actually, I drink alcohol, but I want to drink this. This is tasty and stuff.
So the next level of all of this is you do have hemp infused or CBD infused drinks as well, which qualify as quote unquote mocktails or non-alcoholic beverages as well, right? So like there's a different layer to add on to all this. There seems like there's a lot of education to be had with consumers.
There is, like there are so many people that are looking for a healthy buzz. Like they want to decompress after work. They want to like just chill, but they don't want any of the negative effects of alcohol, maybe through the year or maybe just through dry January. So we've seen such a rise in CBD and THC drinks over the last 2 years. So we were in the first 5 non-alcoholic bottle shops opened in the whole US. Yeah. Like we've been open for over 2 years, the first in Texas. We were one of the first to carry CBD drinks. I can tell you, I'm pretty sure if I remember right, we were the first to carry THC drinks. And I remember getting a lot of pushback in the space about that because people were like, whoa, like that's like CBD, like that's mood altering THC. I go, hey, we're a non-alcoholic bottle shop, keyword alcohol. So we are a place for anyone and everyone. We don't judge, we're inclusive. So if you want some CBD or some THC, it's legal. You can buy these drinks. And if you want to feel good, and we educate people drinking CBD, you're going to have a different feel than drinking THC. And we kind of go through all that education, but we're seeing a lot of places, just a rise across the US with these CBD and THC drinks. A good one is Cellar Bar on Richmond. That's been doing like mocktails and non-alcoholic cocktails for years now. They have some CBD cocktails that are great. As well as Wild, which has a couple locations in Houston that have some like CBD and Delta drinks and stuff like that, from what I remember. So we're starting to see a rise, which is cool.
It's important to also understand like your body does not know what to do with alcohol. It's really hard for your kidney liver to break it down. And then once it metabolizes, it goes into sugar. So it's just a lot of effort. Our body, on the other hand, with CBD, our body has an endocannabinoid system. It knows what to do when it ingests CBD. And so if you take it daily, then it builds up a reserve to pull from when you enter into an activated, you know, stress or anxious state.
Yeah. And from all our research and experience, definitely health benefits from CBD. Health benefits from alcohol? No, not really.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
Okay, let's jump into some of y'all's picks on some great bars around town that you could recommend to our listeners who are participating in Dry January. So let's shoot some out. Who wants to go first?
I mean, we're doing a partnership for the second year in a row with Cultivari. And as far as we're concerned, that's not just because we're doing a partnership, but because of the menu that they have curated. It's the most comprehensive non-alcoholic menu that we have seen across the board in Dry January. They offer variety. You know, not everybody that drinks likes a cocktail. People like beer, people like wine, and limiting the options that you're doing to just mocktails or non-alcoholic cocktails, it's taking away the people that maybe don't typically drink cocktails. So I would say Cultivari is one of the really good ones that's out there.
Yeah, for sure. I mentioned it earlier, the one on Richmond, Cellar Bar. Yeah, I know Anvil, every year they kind of do like usually, I think, at least two non-alcoholic cocktails and stuff like that. So Anvil, obviously a classic bar in Houston to always check out. But we're seeing more and more. There's FM Kitchen and Bar, Lulu's, Moxie's. Those are all great ones as well.
So at Cultivari, since y'all are doing that partnership, what's one drink you recommend that we should try?
I mean, we're always going to recommend our margarita that we served it for the second year in a row.
Yeah, we usually call it, we call it Blood Moon Margarita. They call it Sip of Margarita. We appreciate the promotion, which is kind of like a non-alcoholic blood orange margarita.
Yeah.
Super tasty, using non-alcoholic tequila alternative, using Tennyson, Black Ginger, which is a local company in Austin. And it's beautiful that they're serving that. Also love their Knot and Tonic. It's one of my favorite drinks. They're using a local Cut Above. Cut Above is the first Houston non-alcoholic spirit company that's been, we've known for a couple of years now. So they're using their non-alcoholic gin and then their classic recipe for their just regular gin and tonic there. So it's really good.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah. I'd also say Prima Pave's, their sparkling rosé is being served there. And Giessen is
now, which is a bestseller at our shop.
Yeah, it's great. And then Giessen's Red is there, which is a really nice red.
And then they have Best Day Brewing IPA for people that want just a great IPA beer that you really can't tell the difference. So I think they check all the boxes. They're hitting every kind of style, what people are looking for.
Nice. Let's talk about some restaurants, because now people are meeting up, and I know everyone has their fitness goals and you've got your Dry January goals as well, but you are hitting up some restaurants. Do y'all have some recommendations for a good place to grab food and also stick to your no drinking goals?
I think a lot of the ones we named earlier, just there are a lot of them are restaurants. So Cultivari, FM Kitchen and Bar, Lulu's, there's a bunch that are doing it that you can grab great tasty food, as well as getting some non-alcoholic drinks. Eater Houston just came out with, like, I think it was like 20 restaurants and bars serving up zero proof cocktails. That was updated last week, January 4th. So that's a great list. Gratefully, they listed us as like the retail, like you can go grab these drinks, but Cultivari is on there. You got Copa Osteria. There's a bunch. There's also Tiny Champion. So that's a great kind of tool for people to go check out to see what places. Now, some of them are serving mocktails. Some of them are serving non-alcoholic cocktails. Mm-hmm. Some have beer, some have wine. So people kind of have to like maybe call the restaurant or look at their menu online and stuff. But at least it's a good list for people to go off in Houston.
Okay, speaking of healthy, this is where I get caught up in the mocktail stuff, right? Is because I don't drink. And I'm also very in tune with fitness, and I don't want to drink 40 grams of sugar in a mocktail. Give me a good drink to try that is a little bit healthier when it comes to sugar and calories.
We have tons, honestly, like at our shop. We don't believe in trading alcohol for sugar. So like we're very health conscious. So we don't stock anything that's above 20 grams of sugar per serving to me, which is, to me, it's insanely high, but to people that drink soda, it's not. So a lot of our best sellers and what we drink, a lot of it's under 10 grams of sugar, under 5 grams of sugar per serving. So we have things that are 0 grams, 3 grams, 5 grams, you name it. So there's tons. We have ready to drink cocktails and cans for people like on the go.
Yeah, pretty much most of our CBD THC stuff is like little to no sugar.
And even our Blood Moon margarita, the Sip of Margarita Cultivari, that's low in sugar as well.
The only sugar that's in there is the lime juice and how much agave you put in there.
Yeah.
So you can control kind of that. I would say all of our wines are pretty low in sugar unless it's obviously like a Riesling or a dessert wine.
So before I let you guys go, do y'all have any final tips regarding Dry January? Because it sounds like it's more than just the drinks, right?
I would say to approach Dry January with a new, fresh set of eyes. Don't just focus on like what your like eating or drinking, focus on like the body mind connection. And so one of the things that we offer throughout the month of Dry January and beyond is, you know, different ways to support your journey. Because what happens when you quit drinking is you're removing the thing that numbs all of your feelings and emotions, right? And so it can be pretty overwhelming and it can make you want to kind of go back to drinking more quickly. And so we offer somatic breathwork sessions at our shop every Wednesday evening at 7. So if anybody is interested in that, you know, there's a link in our bio on our sipple.co Instagram account. But it's a really good way to kind of get back in touch with the body, try something new for the new year that's different than traditional therapy, that really gets you connected to what's going on in your body somatically to help you along your journey as you're processing some of the stuff that might come up inevitably.
That was great. Thank you so much for all this information, and I can't wait to come try out some of the stuff and check out some of the restaurants and bars as well. Thank y'all for joining us.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks so much. Cheers.
That was Danny and Helenita Fraunfelkner. You can learn more about their shop, Sipple, and all the restaurants and bars we talked about with the links in our show notes. Also, don't forget to tag us on Instagram at CityCast Houston when you're hitting up some of the great places we talk about on CityCast Houston. We love sharing your content, so please tag us. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.